the movies?
Oh yeah, we saw Home yesterday.
Yeah, how was it?
Pretty good.
It had Hazel in it.
It had pig in it.
/ Hazel.
It had our pig in it.
The cat resembled our cat.
Yep.
I was trying to knock that on the ground.
Your cat's name is Pig?
Stop.
No, our cat's name is Hazel.
Oh, Hazel.
I believe
okay.
The cat in the movie is named Pig.
The cat in the movie's name is Pig?
Yeah. Pig.
That's a funny name for a cat.
Because it's big and chubby and it has a curly tail.
Oh.
That'll do it.
I like chubby cats. Is Hazel chubby?
Yep. Very.
Excellent.
Very.
But still that young chubby that's still spry.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
So we can get to the other side, I think?
Oh, that's a good reason.
That is dirty. I don't want
but I don't know. I never got the joke, really. I never got
It's not a very good joke,
it's not
is it?
Really funny.
Oh, yeah. It's not
it's
really.
It's
just not
it's ridiculous.
Really. It's ridiculous.
I just love how you say ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yep.
Knock knock jokes are much better.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
It's gotta.
Wait, aren't you supposed to say that when I'm in the middle of saying who's there?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
No, you're supposed to. No, you're supposed to say. He says interrupting cow, and then you say interrupting cow hoop, but he interrupts you while you say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I messed up the joke. Mm. Interrupting cow.
Okay. Knock knock.
Oh, do it. Timing's off.
I know. I'm terrible at this. That's one of my nephew's favorite jokes, by the way.
Ah. Knock, knock.
He would say it to me.
It's nutty.
Hi.
I have a good one. Knock, knock.
Okay. Who's there?
Interrupting sheep.
Interrupting sheep.
All right. That's enough, Fox. Okay. My turn. I need to get back up. Oh, say bye to Dad. You guys can talk to him later.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll put the camera on after.
I don't have the tape. You guys have the tape. Go on.
Okay. Bye.
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 I can't hear you.
I can.
That's okay.
I'm just fine.
You're not even wearing the headphones.
Well, I know. I don't have to. It's just loud. It's good. It's good loud. All right.
Now I'm half expecting a knock-knock joke from you because you said it's your turn.
Oh, is it? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Let us in. It's cold outside.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm easily amused.
Yeah, that one's lame as lame gets.
Well, it's not as bad as why did the chicken cross the road? So there you go.
It's not that bad. You're right. Yeah. That's a pretty. I remember even as a kid, I was like, that is lame.
During the last podcast we did, the Ghostlight podcast, Ben Pfeiffer and Fox traded not knock jokes for like 10 minutes once.
That's awesome.
And Fox held his own in that one, if I remember right.
I think I seem to remember, so yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, she worked at a youth center for like 20 years. And every time we would hang out, She's a musician. She's in these rock and punk bands. And every time we would hang out, she'd have, like, the latest fifth grade joke. And it got to this point where, like, the worse they were, the funnier they were.
It's true.
So, like, I'd be meeting her at the club. She's about to go up on stage, and she's telling me some dinosaur joke, and I'm just dying.
It's awesome. I mean, if you think about it, like, the double bubble... bubble gum jokes. Those are horrible, but they're funny.
Or the ones on a popsicle stick, you know?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's coming up. Popsicles. I can't wait for popsicle days.
Oh, yeah. It's still minus 12 here, so.
Yeah. What's that? It's... What's that convert for us? I don't know. Sorry, I'm not good at that.
It's below freezing.
Is it? Okay, so it's like 20
yeah.
something.
It's in the 20s.
20s. I don't know what we got here. Fox, what's the temperature? Can you tell Mama? I can't see from here.
It's 10.4 Fahrenheit.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
43.
It's 43 today, but it's raining, so it's that wet,
raining.
Damp. Yeah, raining. It's raining.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
It's raining.
I'm back.
It's 34 and snow here.
Is it snowing up there?
It's probably like 75 here.
At the moment, it's snowing.
I want to go to Yvette's
72
house.
Texas.
At 72 where you are, John?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're really close to each other, really.
High of 84 today.
Oh, yeah. My God. That sounds amazing on my bones.
Mm. And Thursday it'll be high of 91, apparently.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Ooh. I'd go cook myself outside.
I know. I did last Sunday. I went and laid out. It was so nice.
Catch some
went
cancer.
Swimming and laid out.
Oh, that sounds
so, like, too. How bad does it get in the summer, though?
It's here. It's usually about 90.
Is it like? But it's super humid where you are, right? Because
it's
of all the water.
Super duper duper humid, which is fine with me because it keeps your skin looking young and beautiful.
No.
I hate humidity. I grew up on an island, so like I know it, and I hate humidity. The feeling of my clothing sticking to me is just the grossest thing ever.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm originally from Long Beach, California, so I prefer a dry heat.
Me
where
too.
You can put a glass of ice water out on your patio. You come back in an hour and it's still there, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of heat gives me nosebleeds.
Oh, really?
For a while, my mom was living in Southern California, but like in the desert. And every time I'd go to see her, like I'd wake up in the morning with like just like blood caked to my face.
Oh,
which is
no.
Wow.
That
so
happens
gross.
In Denver, too. And not only do you have the dry, then you have the altitudes. So, yeah.
Yeah, that might be an elevation thing.
It's both. It's both. I remember we went to meet my friend for lunch one time, and Paul had the most amazing bloody nose right in the middle of lunch. It was
triggered by absolutely nothing at all.
No. You were just sitting there, and it's suddenly blood everywhere. It was horrifying.
It was impressive.
Yes.
See, that just happens to me all the time, so I don't really attribute it, especially in the winter. Like, it's terrible. I'm such a nerd. I really am. You know, the whole bloody nose thing. It's so obnoxious. Like, I'll be typing.
Fox and Iris.
Drip. Oh, no. Crap.
No, it's because you do so many intense magic spells, right?
Oh, totally. I'm using my psychic powers too much. That's the problem.
That's it.
If you if you've ever wanted to see him outside of the context of Superman, watch a movie called Noises Off. It's based on a play.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
And,
awesome.
And Christopher Reeve is this guy who he keeps getting nosebleeds. Just like, you know, he gets nervous.
They're like, they're nervous nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets upset and his nose starts bleeding.
Yeah, and he just has to. He's just running around. You know, this big tall guy running around, holding his nose, tilting his head back. You know,
like everyone's in that movie too.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my God, it's such a funny movie. Like, and the more you watch it, the funnier it gets.
Yes.
Like, even though you know it's coming. Well, I mean, you've got Carol Burnett, Michael Caine, and
Baker.
Yeah. Just so many different people. John Ritter is in it.
Yes.
Like, there's just all these great people in it. And Christopher Reeve is like nobody, you know, when you compare it to everybody else. But that movie is just so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Darcy, did you do a production of that once? Or maybe not.
Darcy?
Did we lose her?
I think I still hear kitchen noise. Maybe she's stepped
away. Yeah, I do hear kitchen noises. She's like, they're talking about nosebleeds. That's gross. I've got enough kids. I don't need to hear about
that's probably what she's probably dealing with her children.
All right.
Ah.
I'm back. I had to gave them Coke to quiet them down.
Ah.
Cocaine?
I'm not sure if that makes sense.
You know me.
You gotta try everything.
That's right.
It does if she drowned them in it. Like, I don't know.
Wait, now did you say cocaine or
no? Coca Cola, dingus, cheese. What do you think? What kind of mother do you think I am?
Give
here?
Her kids cocaine. She just give them sugar.
I give them sugar, and then I take the cocaine myself and get out of this horrible pain I feel.
That means I'm gonna fall asleep soon, so that's good.
I know. That's the go on.
Shh. Ah, sugar crash.
Yep.
Could be. Oh, we got the chicken feather snow out there now.
We have. It is blowing really, really. You guys probably can't hear it, but it's like you can hear it just hitting the house.
Oh, we have that problem because we have trees and stuff that are growing like right next to the house. And
I hate that.
That's not the trees here. It's just it's the rain, and it's kind of, I imagine it's a little sleety.
And then also we get the the air coming through the chimney, and we get air coming through the vent above the oven.
Does it make a howl sound?
Yes.
Ugh, I hated that as a kid.
Yeah.
My sister's house, she's got this really big window up in her bedroom, but she's got bamboo growing in her yard. So no matter how much you take it out, like, it grows right back up. So it goes up to the second story and it scratches against the window. And I swear it sounds like you're in a horror movie.
Oh, creepy.
I have that horrible. I have that problem, but with actual branches.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's just full on the cliche. Yeah.
But you can cut the branches back, right?
If
it's
don't
not
have
your
the...
property, is it?
But we don't have the proper materials at the moment.
Ah. Oh.
Hey, if we lose our house, we'll have to send you our tree cutty thing. We have one. It'd be awesome. I don't know how we'd get it there, but that'd be cool.
Your tree cutty thing.
We have a tree cutty thing. It's not a pole. You like have this little. It has this little cable you pull, and it cuts the branches.
Oh.
Yeah, be cool.
We have that?
Yeah. We have all sorts of crap you don't even know about. I hide it from you.
I thought it was my dad's.
Your dad's. He gave it to us.
Where is it?
It's in the garage.
I have no idea.
Well, I know, because you just keep tossing things against that wall. Please stop.
Okay, y'all. Do you want to get started?
Yes, we should.
Okay, sorry.
I just noticed that it's like 11:30.
Oh my gosh! Yep. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready for John to do his thing.
Okay. Here I go, doing a thing. You're listening to Idiot Cast, Season 2, Episode 11, Late Mix.
We said falls, shed the stones of terror. Our love was beautiful. It just wasn't possible. It was too good to last. It was